Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Carlos, another day game. Why not, right? We've got the Mets and the Nationals playing early today, a 1-10 start. Just want to ask you about Reed Garrett. I know you sent him for an MRI yesterday when he was placed on the injured list. Did you get a chance to have doctors look at it? What's the latest on Reed?
Yeah, we're still waiting for a couple of the doctors to read the MRI and give us the final, you know, report on it. So as of right now, we still have to wait. And hopefully by the end of the day, we'll know more. But like I said, multiple doctors taking a look at it before we, you know, come to a conclusion here.
The offense has just been truly incredible since the beginning of June. And I remember there was a quote you said about one hitter. There's exit velocity and then there's a get it done Lee. And I feel like Jose Iglesias is a perfect example of a veteran getting it done. With runners in scoring position, he is 10 for 19. What are you seeing from a veteran in those moments to maybe make it look easy?
Yeah, I think there's the value of putting the ball in play, you know. And when a guy with such a back-to-ball skills with the way Jose Iglesias has, and especially throughout his career, you want those guys in the batter's box. You know, you want the ball to be put in play. Obviously, you don't want guys chasing, but just looking for pitches to do damage. And their ability to use the whole field, you know, not afraid to go the other way, not afraid to stay up the middle. But if they get a pitch, you know, where they can do damage, they also have that ability to pull it. And with Iglesias, that's the case. You know, he's a tough out. You know, he's going to make something happen. And when you got runners in scoring position, that's a good thing. You know, sometimes it's not going to work, you know, but, you know, the fact that you're creating action, that's a positive. And that's who Jose Iglesias has been throughout his career. And that's what we're seeing him right now.
Look at how, like, Mark Vientos through that same lens, who has terrific power. I know he and Jose actually have a pretty good relationship, but it seems like Mark in these last couple weeks is going for more maybe contact than simply just driving the ball over the fence, which I'm sure you wouldn't mind that it happens more often. But are you seeing Mark, as he grows here, develop any kind of those maybe two-strike traits or game-on-the-line traits to just put the ball in play?
Yeah, we saw it yesterday. And when he hits it, you know, he hits it with authority. And he can go a long ways. We saw it yesterday on 0-2, I think it was, with runners in scoring position. I know it was two strikes. And he got a pitch up in the zone, and he stayed short. And he still was able to drive it to the opposite field, to the wall, right? So for a double. So, yeah, we've seen a young hitter maturing at the big league level, you know, and his ability to make adjustments from pitch to pitch, at bat to at bat. And yesterday, using the whole field, like I said, with runners in scoring position, especially with two strikes, that says something about the kid.
I know when we're interviewing a player before a game, we usually stay away if he's in a slump, stay away if he's red hot. Do you even talk to Brandon Nimmo right now when he's in a run like this, or you just leave him be?
Yeah, I just want to make sure he's physically feeling okay as far as, like, you know, with that many games on the road, and, you know, that's all to it. But other than that, leave him alone, let him play, let him keep doing the things he's doing. So,
David Peterson, last time, I think 4 1/3, you kind of pulled him early because you had bullpen action behind him. You had some arms that were available. What is the outlook for him today in the bullpen?
You know, pretty much the same. You know, he's full go. We'll see where we at. Let's see how the game unfolds. And if we have to make adjustments, we'll make adjustments. If we have to push him, we'll push him. You know, bullpen-wise, I feel good where we at going into today's game.
Thanks, Carlos.
Yep, you got it.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.